just like this. What I would do to make it feel just like this. And if you wondered if I hate you, shitty of you to make me feel just like this. What I would do to make you feel just like this.
Good morning. Sorry, just give me a second. This is Anne, and you're listening to Anne Cave on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Tonight, I'm going to do my PSA early in the hour. So if you're new here, I have to read a PSA every hour. And this morning, I am going to be reading Go Green with Rechargeable Batteries. If you want to save yourself money and help the environment at the same time, consider using rechargeable batteries in your frequently used devices that accept them. Today's NIMH batteries last about as long as alkaline cells under high use, and they can be recharged hundreds of times before needing to be recycled. Packs of rechargeable AA and AAA batteries plus a charger don't cost very much to begin with anymore, and isn't it more convenient to recharge your batteries than to go to the store and buy new ones anyway? A message from all your green friends here at WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. Tonight I'm going to be playing some songs that have been suggested to me as good songs to listen to. This next one that I'm going to be playing, I haven't listened to before, but it was suggested by a friend who very much knows what type of music I listen to. So, this is going to be How Deep Is Your Love by PJ Morton, and before I just played, I Hate You by SZA. So, let's hear it.
Wonder far from me, I wanna feel.
I don't know about you, but I really like that song. This week, I feel like I had a lot of kind of strange interactions, but I had a lot of good stuff happen to me. And one of those things was that I started looking into how to get involved in some set work at Tufts, which I'm very excited about. And actually, I started looking a while back, and I ended up going to this event where I was the only person there, pretty much. And so I got to make a wooden snowflake, and it was very lovely, and I really enjoyed it, and I got to meet some really cool people. And so on Monday, I got to help put in some risers for one of the shows here at Tufts. It's called Dryland. Everybody should go see it if you're on the Tufts campus. But we're near the Tufts campus, I suppose. But I got to put in some risers, and it really, like, reminded me of what I used to do in theater in high school, because my arms really hurt afterwards, and I was like, I remember this feeling. And unfortunately, I did get a little cut on my finger, and I was bleeding a little bit when I was doing it, but that's besides the point. I just kind of thought that it was funny that, of course, my first day back doing some set work, I somehow managed to injure myself. I thought that was just a little bit funny. But yeah, I don't know. I've had a lot of fun this week. It's definitely tough because it's definitely finals. I'm definitely feeling the stress of getting all my work in and making sure that my grades are okay. And that I'm not going to fail any classes. But I've been telling myself all semester that C's get degrees, and I honestly really believe that at this point in time. I think that C's must get degrees, especially chemical engineering degrees, because this stuff is not easy. But it is finals week, but we're all going to get through it, and we are so close to winter break, and I cannot wait to not have anything to do. I can just do whatever I want, and it'll be so fun. I'm so excited. Up next is another song that was recommended to me by a friend, the same friend actually that recommended the other one. This is called My Gingy, and I think you're gonna like it.
Don't you cry, this world
before I play this next song, sorry, I forgot how, like, so quickly that song ends. Before I play this next song, this song I actually heard in concert last weekend. I got to go to a concert, and I saw Alice Phoebe Liu, and it was a great concert. It was a small venue, kind of small artist. I believe she's South African, I think. I'm not positive on that, so you can, like, fact check me or whatever. But she was really awesome in concert, and she had, like, a very nice band, and they have some really great songs out, so I'm gonna play one from one of her old albums now, and then, like, another one that she just released a little bit later. But I think it's so interesting how artists will release, or, like, bands too will release songs and music as they're on tour, or, like, you know, like, in the middle of tour or about to have, like, a concert or something like that. I just think it's really interesting because it's happened to me twice where the artist has, like, put out music in the past, like, less than a week, and then had a concert that I've been to. And so it's like, definitely a very interesting dynamic because, like, the super fans, like, know the music, or, like, at least know it a little bit. And the people who are just, like, kind of fans, who just kind of wanted to go to, like, have fun, like, don't know them. And so you have, like, the two people screaming in the whole venue, and then you have, like, everybody else just vibing to the music. And I just think that that's such an interesting thing that artists do. Like, it's just so strange to me. Maybe that's because I'm not, like, a musician and I don't really understand how music gets put out, but it just seems silly to, like, put out music whilst on tour and then, like, sing those songs on tour. Because then you're, like, fan base doesn't really know them, but I guess you're, like, exposing them. I don't know. I don't really understand it. But anyways, this is Glow by Alice Phoebe Liu, and I really like it, so I think that you will too. There you go.
Thank you.
the one thing, or one of the things, one of the many, many, many things that I enjoy about being somebody who wants to go into chemical engineering is that when I tell people that I like chem, the look on their face is priceless every single time, unless they are also somebody who enjoys chem. And like, when I say enjoy chem, I mean like really loves it, because the people who just kind of like put up with it say that they don't like it. And so when I tell somebody that I am interested in going into chemical engineering and that I love chemistry, they just don't believe me, unless they like know what it's like to enjoy chemistry. And I just think that that's really amusing. I reached out to my AP chem professor from high school like a week ago, or maybe less, I don't know. But I sort of emailed him and I was like, hey, like, I just wanted to like thank you. You prepared me so well for this course that I'm taking right now. And honestly, I want to go into chemical engineering because of you and like your teaching. Honestly, I don't even remember what he responded with, to be honest. I think he was just kind of like, it's great to hear from you, I'm glad you're doing well. But it was a very like interesting moment for me, to go to like my last chemistry recitation and my last chem lab of this semester, because I was like, wow, like my first semester of college is basically over. And I'm super excited. I'm taking Chem 2 next semester. I'm super excited about it because I think we're going to get into like more stuff that would be new to me. Because like this class was really just a review, and sort of I felt super prepared for all my tests, and maybe that was just because I studied, or because I like have a good base understanding of chemistry now, but I thought that it was really fun. And I'm a little bit nervous next semester just because of my course load, but I now have some friends who I know are taking chem too and are going to be in a bunch of my classes, and so I'm just kind of excited about like the idea of starting over with a new semester. And although I'll have the same teacher for my chemistry class, it probably will be different TAs, I'm assuming. And I definitely am going to sort of miss the TAs that I got to work with this semester, because they definitely sort of like, I don't know, they didn't just like throw me in the deep end and let me like figure out how to swim. They definitely like guided me and helped me a lot, and I really appreciated that. So shout out to all the TAs out there. If you're a TA, keep doing the work that you do, because it's definitely helpful, at least for those of us who want the help and ask for help and enjoy getting help and learning things. Something that I really thought was funny this semester was that I kept going to my TA's office hours and asking him questions that were quote-unquote beyond the scope of the class, which he tried to answer, but then was like, I don't think that you're gonna understand this because you don't understand quite enough for you to completely get it, so I'm going to tell you like basically what it is, but you're just not going to understand it right now, and that has to be okay with you. And I think it's really interesting how some of those things work. But up next, we're going to listen to one of my favorite songs right now, so I hope you enjoy it. Let's give it a listen.
I got no clue.
This song is another one that I've had on repeat for literally weeks, so enjoy it.
We're sorry about your broken heart. I'm trying to walk on broken glass. Do it all again for art. Like, had to write a song about it. I'll go if you go, if you're cool with that. I'll go if you go, I have hope that you know that. I'll go if you go, if you're cool with that. I'll go if you go, I have hope that you know that. I just wanna get ghost breeze. I pray you wanna get close to me. I'll give it some, give it some, give it some time. But I think we're supposed to be. And if you wanna get ghost breeze, and if you wanna get close to me, just give me some, give me some, give me some sign. I think that we're supposed to be. I wish that
sick. Too important to rush this. I'd miss a kiss if it ever left my lips. No one I know sticky on my mind when I go. Except you, but you're just friends with missing dependent. And this sucks, I'm lovesick. Too important to rush this. I'd miss a kiss if it ever left my lips. No one I know sticky on my mind when I go. Heartbroke, but I spend it. I'm missing dependent. I just wanna get ghost breeze. I pray you wanna get close to me. I'll give it some, give it some, give it some time. But I think we're supposed to be. And if you wanna get ghost breeze, and if you wanna get close to me, just give me some, give me some, give me some sign. I think that we're supposed to be. I just wanna get ghost breeze. I pray you wanna get close to me. I'll give it some, give it some, give it some time. But I think we're supposed to be. And if you wanna get ghost breeze.
Between the gaps, oh, we're swimming laps. Got close to some epiphany. I'll convince a friend to join deep ends. Have your toes touch the lack of cement. I'm gathered to one corner of the woods. Echo chambers inside a neighborhood. Centerfold humility shown. As good as what your mama sold. Aren't you glad that you reside in a hell and in disguise? Nobody and everything, a pool to shed your memory. Could you say you even try? You haven't called your family twice. I can hope tonight goes differently, but I show up to the party just in case. Thank you.
I think it was out by last week. Anyways, I just wanted to talk a little bit about my Spotify Wrapped, which basically shows me like what I've been listening to. And Red Taylor's version really screwed me over. Like, my Spotify Wrapped thought that I was a Swiftie. And I think that that's just really funny, because I'm not really. I just enjoyed All Too Well 10-minute version, maybe a little bit too much. But yeah, I don't know. I just think that's a little bit silly. And then my other one was, like, some video game music, which I think is also really funny. But yeah, 2021 is still a bit of a roller coaster. I think all of my years have been roller coasters a little bit. But this one especially, there's been a lot of ups and downs. And I'm very thankful for all of those ups and downs. I think next week, okay, when I was in here, I was in the station one day, I was looking through some records, and I found, oh gosh, I want to say that it was like, maybe John, it was like John Denver's, like, Muppet Christmas, maybe? I'm not sure if that's what I found, but I think that's what I found, and I really want to find it again for next week, because I think next week, I really just want to play a bunch of Christmas music and just really get into the holiday spirit and, yeah, start getting into that holiday mood. One of the other things that I did since last week was I went to see Mamma Mia, and it was great. And I feel like I should be listening to the music more, because it's good music. They're good sing-along songs. They're good, like, hype songs. So maybe I need to do that a little bit more. But yeah, I don't know. Those are my thoughts for right now. I'm really tired. I'm ready to go to bed. I had a long day. I woke up at, like, a normal time, but I have, like, early classes, kind of. So I, like, did some work, and I actually skipped my class today, which was probably not great. But I watched the videos for it, but I skipped class and did some work instead, and then I went to my math class, and then my English class, and in between, oh, and also my intro to engineering class. Oh, and the other thing that I kind of like about this time slot, I feel like every week I have to say like one good thing that I like about my 3 a.m. time slot. It's that the girls before me are absolutely incredible. They're so sweet. They're roommates. I hung out with them before Thanksgiving, and it was so much fun. I got to meet them and chat with them, and they're so sweet, so nice. It was a little bit of a weird night that we had, if I'm being honest, but it was a lot of fun, and I enjoyed it, and I really like them, so if they're listening, which they probably aren't because they're probably in bed right now, like I wish I was, but if they are listening, love you guys. You guys are the best. They thought that my show was called Anne's Corner for a little bit, and so I kind of have been saying Anne's Corner in my head now, I think, and so now I'm just confusing myself, but it is Anne Cave, like it's Anne Cave, and the joke, or it's the Anne Cave, and the joke is that, like you're in the man cave, like haha, and cave anyway. So that's the joke. I think next semester I might try and come up with another pun, but next week I will share some of my Christmas and name puns, and I will play Christmas music, and we will have a blast. But for now I'm gonna play Cave Town's Idea of Hurt because it's a lovely song and I like it. So you will too. Actually, no, I don't really care if you like it. I like it, so we're gonna listen to it. Okay, here we go.
Put your name past my lips like a slur, and I think I'm in love with the idea of her. Lie in the morning aurora. What time is it in California? Throwing up brains through my mouth, yeah, I'm thinking out loud things we won't talk about. Remember the time that we snuck in her house? They don't want me around, but I can't get your name past my lips like a slur, and I think I'm in love with the idea. Your name past my lips like a slur, and I think I'm in love with the idea of her. Lie in the morning aurora. What time is it in California? Can't get your name past my lips like a slur, and I think I'm in love with the idea.
Another really fun thing that I forgot to mention, it snowed here a little bit, it flurried, and it didn't stick. I mean, it stuck, but then the sun came out in the morning and it immediately melted. But it did snow yesterday, 2 days ago now, because I'm thinking we're in Friday morning, Wednesday night it snowed. And it was my roommate's first snow, and it was my first little flurry snow at Tufts. And so I was excited, and I guess my friends weren't as excited as I am, like my friends from home. And so I texted them, and I was like, hey, it's my first snow at Tufts, like, it's snowing here, yay. And my silly little person, I mean, I don't know, he we don't really talk anymore, but he's in Georgia, and he decided that he wanted to, you know, instigate something, and was like, I'm enjoying the 55 degree weather that's here. And I said, well, you know, I'm quite enjoying the cold. I feel like I'm having a good time. You know, it's kind of fun to dress up for the cold weather. It's nice to put on a hat and some layers. And I, oh my gosh, I got this really, really, really fuzzy sweatshirt that I literally love. I've been wearing it every day this week. It's the best thing that I've ever gotten in my entire life. 10 out of 10, would recommend. I got it from Tilly's. It's great. But like, I've been enjoying it and I've been having fun in it. And he decided to rain on my parade. And I really, you know, I roasted him into the ground because he was looking for a fight. So I gave him a fight. And long story short, I am so funny when I want to be. I think that I'm so funny. and I think that I know how to roast people. And so I'm very proud of this. And I feel like I did a great job. But yeah, I was very excited about my first snow at Tufts. I feel like it's a, you know, I'm not one for like superstitions or like, I don't know, but I feel like it's a milestone. I feel like my first snow at Tufts, I mean, there's going to be many more, but my first little baby snow, was a pretty good one. I spent it with one of my best friends here. She is absolutely lovely. We just like talked for most of the night, and I don't know, it was just one of those things where, like, sure, I could just be like, whatever, my first snow, not that big of a deal, but like, I feel like I need to appreciate the little things a little bit more, and that was me appreciating the little things, because I was excited about the snow, and everybody else should be too. So if somebody says something that they're excited about, maybe just think about not raining on their parade. Maybe don't make fun of them for it. It's kind of nice to be excited about something. And that can be little, that can be big. It can be a banana. Like, it can be something huge in their lives. But like, I don't know. Don't hate. Don't put hate in the world. I have a friend who I was chatting with, and he said something that I laughed at. He said that Tufts people are very nice and that Tufts needs more haters. And I know that he didn't mean it in like an actual hater way. Like, he didn't mean that there should be more hate at Tufts. Sorry. Ugh, the time is really, really hitting me right now. But he didn't mean it in, like, an actual hater way. He meant it in, like, a more people should tease each other to make friends sort of way. And I just think that that is a little bit, it's also a little bit silly. Like, you're not going to make friends by teasing somebody. You're going to make friends and then you're going to tease them later once you have developed, like, some trust and some relationship and some rapport of how that looks for you and how that looks for the other person. And part of me wanted to be like ask him if he was just bullied in high school, if that's how he was making friends, if people were coming up to him and being like, nice hat, loser, like, and then being like, do you want to be friends? Like, that seems a little bit like not how friendships work. But anyways, let's get back to playing some music. This is going to be another one from Alice Phoebe Liu. This is from the new album, and it is called Me and the Moon, which I honestly feel like I really resonate with because I love the moon. And me and the moon are one, kind of, in a way. Anyways, let's listen.
I'm alone, all alone. Thank you. they don't have the same effect. Don't wanna be someone who you forget.
That was another of my favorite songs right now. Since my time is wrapping up, I'm going to play you one more tune that I learned about when I went home by my friend. And yeah, I hope you enjoy it. This has been Anne from Anne Cave, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Hope you enjoyed my hour of music. I will be here next week to play Christmas songs. Can't wait. So I hope you enjoy this last one, and I will see you, well, I will talk to you next week. Good night. All right, here we go. Good night, love you, bye.
Thank you. 1 second linger, then it's overkill. Yep.